All right, let's talk about the Pirates. Scary. Pirates lost again yesterday, 4-0. Which, if my math serves correctly, 12 of their last 14 they've lost. They've won two games in May. It's May 17th. Ugh. Not great. I really don't know exactly what to say, how to put it together. Derek Shelton acknowledged yesterday that the offense understands that it's under pressure. And since the offense is under pressure, they went into the Tigers game and they scored zero runs. Not great. Not great. Derek Shelton also said that the timetable for O'Neill Cruz on the injured list has not changed. Not coming back early. Sorry for all you hopefuls out there. Not coming back early. And the Pirates are actually even in a worse situation based on the schedule around the NL Central right now. As I checked, two of the Brewers have been playing recently, and they've been playing the Cardinals, and they're going to play the Cardinals again tonight. And why that's bad for the Pirates is because if the Brewers win, the Brewers will climb higher in the NL Central standings and create some separation, create a buffer with the Pirates, who are still in second. Or if the Cardinals win, then the Cardinals can claw back and gain some ground and get out of the basement. But we don't want that. We want the Cardinals to stay in the basement. And if I can't emphasize enough how important it was for the Pirates to have some stretch. Like, don't get swept twice. Win at least one game in a series. They did that against the Orioles, and they did that against the Rockies. But to get swept in back-to-back series was not helpful. And now you got a situation where the Brewers are playing the Cardinals, and you really don't know who to root for in that situation. The team that could create a buffer with you for first place now, or the team that you want to stay dead, to stay in the basement. The Cardinals, 17-26, 7.5 games out of first place. We want them to stay down there. We want to kick them down, keep them down. The Pirates did their part in April to win 2 of 4 in the series, the first series against the Cardinals this season. But now we're in a situation where, you know, when some of these division games come around, we're in a lose-lose situation. Talking about this all the time, you know, is it better to start the season strong or to have a strong finish at the end and ride momentum through the playoffs? And man, those games are important. These games in May, very important. I mean, the Pirates still 22-20. But as other division opponents start to play each other, and in this situation, the Brewers and Cardinals are playing in a series, and you hate that because there's no way to win in this situation. The Pirates have absolutely no control over that, and there's two scenarios. The Cardinals are going to win and will be upset, or the Brewers are going to win and will be upset, because both negatively impact the Pirates. Don't want the Cardinals to have any momentum, but we don't want the Brewers to create that buffer for first place. If you want some light at the end of the tunnel, though, I will say this. The Cubs are in third place behind the Pirates. They're 5 games out, 3 games back in second place where the Pirates are right now. And they've lost 7 of their last 10. And they're under 500. So the Pirates are one of 2 teams in the NL Central to be over 500. So what does that mean? There's still hope. Still hope for the Pirates. They just can't. They have to win the rest of the series in May. Like, I mean, I don't mean just, you know, win a game. I mean, like, they've got to win, like, every series that remains in the month of May, I believe, to stay afloat. Now, I hope that they continue to have fun. And I don't want to see any more, like, you know, sadness from the players or the, you know, what just feels like the inevitable. They're going to lose. They're going to blow it. I don't want fans to have that perception. It doesn't make them play any better. Bring the swords back out. Let me see those swords, as Joe Block once put it so elegantly. Bring the swords back. Bring the fun back. Bring the smiles back. I don't know how they can do that because they know each other and that's their business, but bring some fun back. Smile. Perform well. and bring home some wins, bring home some series wins, and create more of a buffer, and maybe get back into first place by the end of the month. The fact that that's not impossible is a miracle, and a lot of that can be attributed to how they performed in April. But after this game against the Tigers, they got a series against the Diamondbacks at home, the Rangers at home, then they go to Seattle, and then they go to San Francisco to end the month. And to start June, they got the Cardinals. So there's no time like today. There's no time like this moment right now to win some series, to win some games, and to take the fortunate part of the situation and use that as an advantage.